Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Oh, I was jamming out for a second. I missed my cue to start popping the music down. Anyway, welcome to Slapbox Podcast. This is episode 656. I'm your host, Joshua Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slapbox penthouse. My trusty sidekick agent, Fox Mulders, hanging out, I believe, downstairs. As it's a little bit later tonight. I'm recording this in the evening as it's 7:30 p.m. Went to the mall, the Galleria, with my buddy from work, who will be my fellow traveler to Germany, to Deutschland, and September, into the, you know, the first week of October. And I'm still quite excited for that. I have most everything ready to go for that now. I've got my passport renewed. Got it in the mail already, and I look like a corpse in the photo. I look really bad. It's sad. Comparing it to my old passport, which was taken. I had it taken apparently in 2013, so it was a little overdue than I thought expired. But you know, I hadn't had to travel since I haven't traveled overseas since 2019. Haven't had to worry about a passport, so. But, well over a decade since I renewed my passport. And so, it's kind of depressing to look at the old passport photo compared to the new one. It's like, oh, time has not been kind. That's a long time to go without seeing a picture of yourself next to each other, you know? And it's just, ID photos are just not nice anyway. The full-on just shot in front. You're not really supposed to, like, show teeth and smile. From what I understand, it's because when they find your dead body, if they're going to ID it, your body's not going to die with a smile. So you want to ID it properly. Much easier if you just take a photo like of you looking like a corpse to identify it later. That's always... oh, nice to think of. That's... Yeah, but we went to the Galleria earlier with John and his son Brecken, and who's quite the carbon copy of John. definitely his clone. If you knew John, that would be, he's just it's definitely a clone. I don't really get too involved there. What I'm talking about. We went to the Galleria, though, and of course, there was tornadoes. I'm recording this on Saturday, and of course, there was tornadoes to hit through around this area, being Washington, Missouri. Like, it got... I don't think anything was destroyed quite in Washington, or quite that bad, but if you get into further... if you go to, like, take 100 to 44 and around Villa Ridge and, like, Gray Summit, there was a lot of shit destroyed up that way. There's a Burger King. This is like flat. Well, some of it, I guess, is still standing. The truck stop, once you get up to the Washington entrance ramp for 44, the truck stop out there's seen a lot of damage. There were several semis that were flipped over. A billboard had come down. It looked like on top of the semis. And a lot of buildings around that area were just destroyed. Pretty brutal shit, man. Pretty brutal shit. I'm kind of weird about that shit. Like, I usually don't get nervous at all or really seem to give a shit. I don't know. I feel kind of safe in the area I'm at as far as tornado. There's kind of a dip in the land. I don't know. I just don't feel like if one were to touch ground, it would quite hit. Right here, there's a lot of surrounding stuff that I feel like would somewhat protect me. I mean, I realize these things can just whip right through there anyway. Also, like, I feel like if I was in my house, which there's no good place in here to hide. I was playing board games with Jackman had come over. We were playing board games on the new table. I got my chairs in. I got my Amish chairs in, which are fucking awesome. Worth the money if you ask me. But a lot of people were pretty, like, miffed that I spent so much on chairs, which I don't want to get into that. I spent a lot on them. but anyway, Jackman ended up going home when the weather started getting bad. Yeah, there's no basement to this place. And so I guess the safest place is to go underneath the stairs and I guess go into basically the pantry or just like sort of like in the bathroom, maybe downstairs. Maybe that's kind of safe-ish. I don't know. There's I would think underneath the stairs would seem like the best option to kind of hang out underneath there. But there's no real, you're not exactly under the stairs by getting into the kitchen, like getting into that pantry. I mean, it's kind of, I think technically if you get inside that pantry, it would be under the stairs. But Fox didn't freak out too bad. I mean, the wind was bad outside, but, and they had the sirens going off, which I live like right next to the fucking sirens. But it didn't sound like the weather outside. It sounded bad, but it wasn't enough to freak me out, which I feel like I probably don't get freaked out enough by it, you know? And seeing the devastation that was rocked by where it did touch down looked pretty bad. And, you know, I work with a guy that lives out in Villa Ridge, and there's a lot of damage out there. From what I understand, like, he's fine. I believe his family's fine. Another buddy of Jimmy Cro-Magnon, his mother lives real close to the Burger King that was destroyed. Apparently she's fine. Like shit, like it got a little dark there for a second when we were playing Call of Duty last night after the shit went down, and when he was trying to see if his mom was okay, and just like, oh shit. Because he had just found out the Burger King there right down the street from his mom was fucked up. You know, it's crazy how that shit hits, you know. It'll take out one place, just utterly destroy it, and then just like, you know, a block down the street, nothing really happened. You had some shit maybe like throw, you know, get knocked into your yard or something. But yeah, I'm sure there's some people that got really fucked up from that, unfortunately. But yeah, we went to the mall, and so we had a bit of a trip, bit of a wait, trying to get onto 44 as it was knocked all the power out around that area where, I mean, it just destroyed electric lines and pretty much everything in the path. So, I mean, it was a big four-way stop where there was, you know, good luck getting that traffic to go around. To do what they're supposed to do or whatever. But, I mean, a lot of fucking cars. But I got a Trivial Pursuit, a new Trivial Pursuit game at the mall, and a book on Germany for traveling, all the best travel spots, what have you. Rick Steves book. And so I'm hoping to get some Trivial Pursuit going on. Several of my friends from the old run group, like the trivia night, and we, of course, I don't know, it was back in, I don't remember when that was, last summer-ish, springish summer, that I went and did the trivia night, and we had our team in it to Gwyn it, because my friend's last name, of course, is Gwyn, and, you know, instead of Win, it's Gwyn it. And so we had a lot of fun doing that. And, you know, I enjoy some trivia nights, so I thought, you know, it'd be good to get some Trivial Pursuit, get some practice reps in case we want to go do the real deal Holyfield somewhere. But, you know, I really did enjoy playing. It was cool, like, playing board games on my table and actually having, you know, I put some records on because I got the nice record collection going on, which I don't listen to records that much. But now it's like I have more of an excuse to put records on. And so playing some board games, put some records on. And my fridge currently is loaded with alcohol. Got quite a bit of alcohol. As I had, of course, found the Hofbräu beer. They're dirt cheap. I still got a couple of those left. I had to get some Guinness because St. Pat's, you know, is, you know, my birthday plus it's, you know, I mean, it's on Monday. And of course, the anniversary of our podcast is with this thing started in 2012. So, you know, I guess I'd celebrate it this week instead of maybe next week, but I mean, it's sort of, by the time I post this, it's only a day away. The first episode was recorded on March 17th, 2012, man. 13 years ago. That's a lucky number 13, right? was that Kurt Warner's number? I think that was Kurt Warner's number. Oh, the days. We started that in Shelley's old apartment there in Edwardsville above what used to be Fiona's Diner, which had fucking fantastic gyros. It was great to spend the night over there, go fucking get a gyro late at night and just hang out, record a podcast, you know, drink some Pabst Blue Ribbon while doing the show, the old PBR. Ah, the times. I guess eventually maybe I'll do a podcast on the new table, but I feel like it's the board game table and just, you know, general hangout spot. I don't know that I want to start putting mics and stuff on it. But, you know, I guess, you know, and I don't know what the audio will sound like down there either. I've never tried to record any audio on mics like this down there. It could be bad. I know the room that I had initially set up for doing the podcast, there's a bit of echoing. Although I got more shit in there now, perhaps it deadens the sound a little bit. I need to get some more moving blankets because the ones I was using for that room to deaden the sound are currently on the sofa downstairs to protect it from one Agent Fox Mulder. But this is, it's a real work in progress here, but I'm liking the progress I'm seeing. It seems like it's starting to look like a real home. Like someone actually lives here. And a lot more inviting to have guests, so pretty excited about that. I am going to the Blues game tomorrow, as I am kind of watching the one tonight while recording this. The first period just ended as I'm recording this. Blues up 1-0. Of course, by the time I post this, that game's going to be over. That game's going to be over, and I'll be trying to, you know, work on, you know, going to the next Blues game and what have you. But, I feel like I achieved some shit this weekend. I got my hair cut. The taxes are done. And I'm pretty much ready to roll on traveling to Germany. I got my book. Got it right here. The Best of Germany. With Salzburg in there. That's, of course, Salzburg, Austria. Which will probably go into Austria. And yeah, the only thing, a couple of things I really need to do, which I don't really need to do until I'm like about to go over there, but I need to alert my bank to let them know I'm going to be using my debit/and/or credit card while I'm over there, and of course contact the phone company to make sure that I'm good for a phone plan for that week, that I'm not paying out the ass to use my phone over there. But, you know, we'll see what happens with that. I still got a while, still got about 6 months. But, you know, those things, I mean, can go quickly. As I've started to try to get into shape, you know, I got the goal of trying to get down at least another 10, 15 pounds. So I get into that lederhosen. I'd started doing trails. I've only ran 2 days this week. I don't think I wanted to get a run in today, but I had too much shit going on. And just didn't get around to it, because I had already planned to go to the mall and stuff, and get my taxes done, and then I was like, you know what, I really need a haircut, and like, so I just went ahead and did that. And I was getting ready to like do the podcast and hopefully knock it out, because I hadn't heard from John in a while, so I wasn't sure, were we going to go and do it. I'd assume, like, he usually, like, when he says, like, yeah, I'm going to go to the mall and stuff, I mean, he's usually pretty, like, on, like, he's going to show up. But he lives, like, a 45-minute drive from here, so, or 40 minutes. And so, usually when driving, I may not hear from him. But yeah, he ended up showing up. We went, of course, and unfortunately, the storm there, too, had knocked out some power in the mall. We weren't able to eat where we wanted to eat. We had to go back to Twin Peaks. And I had a pretty good meatball sandwich there. Pretty good meatball sandwich. I should mention also, too, I did get a birthday cake. John had given me a birthday cake at work. he had, I guess, a friend of his sister had made a cake for me. I knew he had been talking at work about doing something for my birthday, and I may have even overheard at one point of what he was planning on doing for me, because John talks loud, and he doesn't realize that people can hear him when he talks. But when I came to work on Friday, because you know, I'm off on my birthday, I took the day off, and so I won't be there on Monday, and... When, of course, I came into work, John was, when I started coming in, John was just ahead of me with Jimmy Cro-Magnon, and he had a bag in his possession, in his hand, and looked like cupcakes or something. Well, I don't know that I saw the cupcakes initially. I saw he had a large bag in his hand, and he had some stuff. And he's telling people about it as he's going in. And my first initial thought, it didn't occur to me like, oh, yeah, because it's my birthday. But then I get it over here, I'm talking about me, and they're like, oh, yeah, here we go. Here's, I'm, you know, my thought was it's cock themed of some sort because of how much shit he always gives me for being gay, which, for the record, not gay, just like the taste of sausage. No, I do love the taste of sausage. That being the actual meat, the sausage, not the meat as in man meat. more of just the swine, you know what I'm saying? but I'm gay right up until the sex, you know. Although, you know, most musicals I could give a shit less for. Some musicals, Rocky Horror Picture Show. I mean, Sweet Transvestite. Dude, how can you not sing along to these fucking songs and love that fucking movie? But, you know, I don't care for the Sound of Music, although I haven't watched it since I was a child, so maybe I need to watch that again since we go to Salzburg. I mean, that's where it was filmed. Anyway, so what he got me, what he had this friend of his sister, who I don't really know anything about, other than she made this cake. I don't know if she does cakes for, like, a living or what, but she made... a birthday cake for me, in the shape of a dick. In the shape of a dick, it had a vein. There was some definition. There was balls. There was hair on the balls that were made with sprinkles. There wasn't real pubes. I want to point that out. There was no real pubes, unless they were like baked into the cake. But I didn't pull any out of my teeth because I did eat that dick. Just out. When Jackman was over here, we both ate a little bit of the dick. We both ate a little dick. Anyway, but not only was there a dick cake with, you know, a vein and some sprinkles for hair, I did get, she did put a straw inside it, to create a tube, if you will, inside the dick cake. That was connected to a bottle that was full of a squeeze bottle that was full of icing. So you could get it to squirt some cum. Just get that little, get that little icing out and, yeah, he gave it to me like at the beginning of work. And of course, this happened to be a day when there was like 50, I think, visitors to our company that day that went out on the production floor, and they were customers of ours. So, you know, showing them how the operation goes, how awesome our team is. He gives me this cake that day. So I had taken it and like hid it like on top of my trash can over my area So I'm like, I got to walk this bucket because he gave it to me out on the production floor, you know. It wasn't, thankfully, at least in a bag to where it was not visible unless you, like, took it out of the bag. It was not a clear bag. You could not see what was in there. But I went in and put it on top of my trash can underneath where we our cords slide up and everything. So it had cover. It had cover, and I felt nervous going out to my car just expecting people to go, "Ooh, what you got there?" It's like it was a cake. It was a good-sized cake, you know? The container was in, and the bag. It was pretty obvious that I had something going on. Like, I was expecting somebody to be like, "Ooh, yeah, this looks like you might have some food or something. What's going on? Hello, hello. Why don't you open that bag? Share a little." Well, I could have cared less, though. I mean, if other employees that work on the production floor, you know, saw me, I would think that most of them would not give a shit and would just think it was funny that I had a dick cake. However, what I didn't want, you know, was to, because our first break is right around the time that HR starts rolling in. And a lot of the office people start rolling in about that time. We go to break at 8:30, you know, the office people start at like 9. So I'm like right at that window when people start showing up. And I knew that the customers that were going to be touring the facility were supposed to show up around that also that same time. So I knew that... like, I could have some company while trying to get my cake to my car. But I guess, thankfully, no one stopped me. Shockingly enough, I thought at least somebody on the production floor like, "Hey, what you got there, buddy?" Or at least one of my friends or something, you know, would have said something like, "Hey, let's see that. Let's see that dick you got there in the bag." No, not a peep. I'm almost saddened. Like, I mean, it's probably the best that, you know, none of the office people asked, especially HR. Then I'm like, well, I don't want to narc on my friend. Be like, "Yeah, that's nothing to see here. That's a rocket ship. That is not a dick. I just want to point that out. You said that looked like a dick. I don't know how you figure that. This is a dick. That is the SpaceX rocket." Or not SpaceX. It's the... Where the Bezos one is. I don't know. Rock Hard Rocket? I don't remember his. I don't know. One of those billionaires' rockets. SpaceX looks pretty much cock right. The Bezos rocket looks very, very phallic. I mean, he might as well have the full dick on there. I mean, that is like Austin Powers, whichever one that starts where they have the rocket going off. Now I gotta remember what Bezos' rocket is. Rocket company. What the fuck is it? What the fuck is it? What the fuck? Blue Origin. Let's look at those images. I mean, holy shit, that is definitely a cock. He sent Bill Shatner up into space into what is definitely a fucking cock. Dude, that thing has such a mushroom tip for a head. I mean, holy fuck. That guy. Fucking billionaires. I hate billionaires. And, oh man, when you look at the logo of his fucking jacket, man. Oh, the logo looks even more phallic on his jacket. Holy fuck. As this is, holy shit. Pete Davidson dropped out of launch at one point. I didn't realize he had enough money to be able to get a seat on, the rocket launch, but, maybe he did it at some point. But yeah, Blue Origin, the rocket is definitely, I mean, it's definitely a huge cock. Which, Bezos is a huge cock himself, as with every fucking billionaire cock-sucking assholes out there. Anyway, no reason to go get bitter here. But yeah, I made it unscathed out of work as far as getting any flack for holding a big cock. I did eat that dick. Friday night. Not the whole dick. There's still some of the dick in my fridge. There's a partial dick, the tube, the straw with the icing hooked up to it is still inserted into what is left of the dick. Got a partial dick. I got to say, though, if you've got a dick cake and it's got the ability to squirt icing, let it thaw out first, because it was too cold when I tried to squeeze it and to get the icing out. And I would suggest, I mean, it may be harder to get this, but put Bavarian cream. That seems like more of a filling that should be inside that dick and squirting out than just white icing. Consistency wise, I would think that Bavarian cream or a custard would be like viscosity, more of a viscosity of cum than like icing. Icing's a bit too thick. And again, you can't just have that in the fridge, pull it out. Your pull-out game's got to be real strong in order, and then just immediately start trying to squirt the cum out the tip with the icing, because it's just too slow. And when you it really gels up when it's cold. So you actually, you know, you should heat it up a little bit beforehand. Let it sit out or zap it in the microwave for a little bit before you try to squeeze that cock and make it squirt. Push them little days to make cum up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that is that is where I'm at with that. I do have a little bit of that cock cake left, as I might need a little bit here in a minute. Maybe I should go down there now, because I am feeling a little. I need a little pick me up. Maybe I should go have a couple bites of dick and report back. You know what? I think we're gonna do that. I'm gonna pause and then go take down a little bit of dick. And we'll reconvene after I've got my fill of cock cake. All right, well, I went down and ate some cock. Just saying, I ate some cock cake. I ate some cock cake. It's all right, cake. I mean, there's nothing special to it. It's more of just a gag than it was supposed to be, like a good tasting cake. I did get some icing out. I was able to squeeze some juice out. And you just got to squeeze it for a while to get it started. It's like a Heinz ketchup, you know? You got to smack it a few times on the bottle, really get it, give it a little time. Once you get it started, I think the cock cake might have prostate issues, is more of what I'm getting at here. As it seems that it's, you know, hard to start, and then also probably, you know, a little hard to stop. Anyway, yeah, good stuff. Just eating cock cake. As I thought about it, grabbing some alcohol while I was down there. My fridge is currently stocked with a lot of alcohol. Like I said before, I got Angry Orchard in there. I got some of that, thinking Jackman would want some. He had like one. And I've got wings in there as well. Got some wings left over, as I bought a big old bucket of it yesterday. And yeah, I'm geared up. I think I got some stuff lined up for possibly some Trivial Pursuit or some other games next week. So that's exciting. We'll have to figure out something to do for dinner as well. But it's kind of exciting to, you know, have people over again and just to host. The only problem with that issue is that parking's kind of a bitch over here. As I only have like two other spots that I can use besides parking my car in the garage. So I've got like one spot in the driveway and then one on the road. Past that, if all the people live in the same household, it's no big deal, and they can pile into one vehicle, not a problem. But if I want to have like three friends that don't live together, We'll have to figure out some kind of parking arrangement. Have to pick them up from somewhere. And do it that whole way. But, I mean, things can work, but it's just not convenient to have to park somewhere else. You know? But, hey, you know, life's... we'll figure that... We'll cross that bridge when we get there, you know? Like, if we do the In It to Gwin It, there's, you know, more than just people that live together. There's going to be some... We're going to end up having a carpool from somewhere. Meet up at another friend's house, in which case, like, why would we come to my house? But, I mean, I got the sweet-ass table. I got the record player up in here. I got the sofa. I got the shit. I got the shit, man. I got the shit. Let me in, man. It's Dave. But, you know, I don't really have much plans for Monday, per se, on St. Pat's, other than cooking some corned beef and cabbage. Planning on doing that. We'll see if I go through with that. I'll know by tomorrow whether or not I go through with it, because that's when I decide, or when I go to the store, and then I'll pick up the old brisket and what have you. I assume that I'm cooking it. I know Monday night I'm going over to Jackman's to play some board games for a few hours, and then hopefully it doesn't get too late over there, because I am still working on Tuesday. But, you know, I might stop by the record store too, pick up a record. Now having people over, that is cool to have the record player around and just like putting tunes on, you know, flipping the old record over, putting the speaker up. Good shit, man. I have watched an unrelated note. I don't know how to properly segue into this as I'm smacking it up against the pop screen on this fucking microphone. As I'm a little close to the microphone. Sorry. I had a little indigestion there for a second. Don't want to like belch into the microphone. I'll get some record maybe on Monday. And kind of lost track where I was going with that story. I don't know what kind of record I get. Maybe another Thin Lizzy, but probably not Thin Lizzy. I've already got two Thin Lizzy records. I got the big one, The Boys Are Back in Town, which is a classic record. I was trying to segue into what I've been watching, which I've been trying to, I went ahead and signed up for the Hulu, ESPN Plus, Disney Plus bundle, which I've been paying for Disney Plus forever now, which, you know, honestly, I'm thinking about getting rid of Netflix soon. Once Stranger Things is over, I'd feel like I just don't watch much Netflix anymore. There's just not much drawing me to it. And now that I found out they don't have the German show Babylon Berlin on there anymore, I'm very disgusted, as there's at least one or two other seasons I haven't seen. But I can watch them on Amazon Prime if I pay for the season, which it's only like, I don't know, $12 for the season or something like that, which I don't think is bad. Which I'm going to need to get back into that since, I'm going to be traveling to Germany, and it's good to watch German shows with the subtitles and not dubbed, so I can help, bone up on the German, get used to speaking some of the Deutsch, you know what I'm saying? Get that tongue right in the shape to where I could like fit it around a bratwurst, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 999. But I was watching Disney. I'm trying to watch a lot of shit on Hulu Plus or Hulu, whatever. To Hulu. Trying to blow through that. There's only like 16 Blues games left, so I don't have to probably worry about watching too many more Blues games on ESPN unless they make the playoffs, which they are. It's possible. It's possible. They're only 2 points back from the Canucks and I believe Calgary. that currently hold that last playoff spot at the time of recording this. Again, they are playing a game currently as I'm recording, which they're up 1-0. Anything could happen at this point. It's only the second period. That being said, yeah, they could potentially make the playoffs. So, I mean, there's opportunity there to have other games on ESPN Plus, but I would imagine after the hockey season's over, I won't have any reason to like keep subscribing to that other than I'm trying to get through some Hulu shows, which I don't want to pay that much a month for a subscription service. I need to get rid of several subscriptions, honestly. But, I'm watching which is a downer of a show, but Handmaid's Tale, which I had seen the first season many years ago when I had, I think it was maybe on Amazon Prime. There was something that had like a free season. Some way I watched a free season of it. Maybe it was back when PlayStation had their own like video service where through the PlayStation store you could watch and buy videos. There was one way I watched the first season for free. I don't know how it was. Maybe I had a free time with Hulu or something. I don't know what it was. Either way, like it's a good Handmaid's Tale is a good show. Again, very dark and there's just not much. I'm hoping that I'm only on like the fourth season. I might have started the fifth season. I don't remember how far along I'm at. It seems that, you know, June starts to like become more of a rebel and be involved in plans against Gilead, which that's more of what I want to see. I want to see the rising up and taking down these evil fucks, which it seems to do that a little bit and then go back and like, oh, no, you're just going to be a fucking handmaid. It's a bit much for a show to like to really sit, especially binge. I've been mixing that with Always Sunny, which I'm about where I last saw Always Sunny, which I haven't seen in many years. I'm back to, I started from the beginning, went back to like, I don't know. I'm back at like season 10 or something now. Great show, especially those first couple seasons. That had some good shit. My favorite episode, of course, was me with the agent Jack Smith, the junkyard cat. That one's fantastic, where they buy a cop car and get a junkyard cat. That's my favorite episode. I mean, a junkyard cat. They go to get a junkyard dog. Don't got a dog. Got a cat. That's like my favorite part, too. He's like, we want a real mean junkyard dog to bite these homeless people and scare them off. Don't got a dog. Got a cat. I don't know why that just, I mean, that's just so great. I mean, I'm a cat guy. I'm a cat daddy. And it's just so funny. Just don't got a dog. Got a cat. This is this mangy cat. This is awesome mangy cat. That survives like being set on fire and all kinds of shit. Fucking fantastic. I would say season-wise, of the seasons that I've seen, there's 18 seasons. I have not seen all 18. Again, I'm back to like season 10 or something like that. I think I've seen every episode previously than the time I've watched them now. I don't remember what season I last saw. I think maybe I maybe made it up to season 11 or so. I'm not sure. I just made it past the Wade Boggs episode, and I know I saw that back when it was pretty new. Which is a classic episode. I'd say the best season of the seasons that I've seen is season 7. That seems like that's when they got a much larger budget than originally. Of course, they spent like almost no money on making that show in the first several seasons of that show. But season 7, it just got, I mean, they started having some real production value. And there's just, I mean, you get the Rum Ham, where they're going to the boardwalk, the magic of the New Jersey boardwalk. See the two bums fucking under the boardwalk, and it's just so great. So great. And then that's the same episode where Charlie has this great day with the waitress because she's fucked up on some kind of hallucinogen. I forgot what it was. And she basically falls in love with him, but then, you know, when she sobers up, what the fuck? Why am I with you? What happened? Which, of course, in real life is Charlie Day's wife. I don't remember her name in real life. I just think of her as the waitress in the show. But anyway, yeah, so I've been trying to burn through what I can of Always Sunny because it's a classic and it's a good palate cleanser. You know, these days with the shit that's going on with like the government and the insane inflation we're about to see with all this fucking tariff, trade war shit, and just the darkness that is Trump 2.0, you need a good palate cleanser. And I feel like Always Sunny is a good palate cleanser. You can forget for a minute that all these government workers are losing their jobs. And it might fuck up some things like, you know, maybe getting your tax refund because they fired like 7,000 people over at the IRS. you know, hopefully I get that soon. It doesn't seem like I got any extra tax benefits, that's for sure. The only reason I got money back, I think, was because I had a tax write-off due to the new HVAC system I have. Past that, I probably wouldn't have made any money back. Jake Neighbors just scored. The Blues are now up 2-0. 2-0. Win this game, they get another 2 points. And if the Canucks and the Flames both lose, that means they are tied for that last playoff spot. And I think there's the Utah and maybe one other team that are like right up there in points as well. So, I mean, it's going to be a nail biter of a fucking race, but it would be exciting. This is the most I've ever spent watching the Blues in a season, especially back in the day when I had cable and had ESPN and stuff, was able to watch it. I watched a lot of games, but I've never gone to this many games. I've gone to quite a few games this season. I'm really invested. So knowing that I've gone to so many games physically this year and I've watched almost all their games on television through streaming services, that it would be really fucking sweet to see them go to the playoffs this season. I'd be real fucking stoked. I can't afford to go to a playoff game. I don't even think I want to know what the prices on that would be. Maybe I could find a real cheap mezzanine seat, but I wouldn't hold my breath on that. I would just love to be there. Just the atmosphere is just so much more exciting. I'm pretty pumped to go to the game tomorrow. I mean, it's against the Ducks. I think the last time I went to a St. Patrick's Day game, they were playing the Ducks as well. I guess that's kind of a tradition. But it's not St. Pat's, of course, tomorrow. That's not until Monday. But, you know, that's close enough to St. Pat's for me. I'm going to wear my green jersey, as it is a day away from St. Pat's. I feel like the St. Pat's Day weekend is close enough. And so, yeah, I'll definitely be rocking the green jersey for that one tomorrow. And hopefully get a puck. I want a St. Patty's Day puck. I saw an old St. Patty's Day puck up there the last few times I went to the game. But I didn't want to buy it, at least until it was, you know, that game, like, before. We'll see on that part. I would imagine I'll get a puck. And add one more to the collection. I'll need to go to some damn events, though, at some point in time to get some signed ones, man. I'd like to have some signed ones in the case, in the old display case. It needs a little bit more than what's currently in there. A lot of them are just not that special. I mean, they're not signed. I mean, I got some pretty cool ones. The one with the medallion for the Stanley Cup on there. Pretty cool, you know. Got the crystal puck, the what was home ice inside of it, which is now just a liquid. It is just water. there's some pretty cool pucks in there, but nothing with that old John Hancock from any of the Blues players. I do have, of course, Cujo's Hall of Fame puck that I had in my pocket when I pretty much ran into the guy. I almost like physically ran into the guy. I think there might have been physical contact. I'm not sure. I don't fully remember that part. But I was standing right fucking next to him. My face was like in his face, in his grill. I was in Cujo's grill. And thankfully, I wasn't a goalie for the Red Wings. So I didn't have to worry about getting into a fist fight because that motherfucker can throw down. The greatest goalie on goalie fight in all of history. The name of the goalie for the Red Wings at that point, I kind of lost it for the moment. Yeah, love me some Cujo. That would be fantastic. I would love it if he became more involved in the Blues organization right now and did more events and stuff, and that I could go and just like fucking meet Cujo. That would be the bee's knees. I'd get that puck back out of the case, get that fucker signed. You know what I'm saying? I do have other things that I'm going to be putting on the wall. I did order a print from an artist that I've been following on Instagram for many years. Fuck, for probably over a decade. She goes by Psyka on like Instagram. She does a lot of like, she likes a lot of demonic shit and cats. I think the picture I have has a cat and a skull involved. There's like some stars and shit in the background. Forgot the name of that one. A lot of them, she does a lot of naked ladies in there, and there's blood. There's she's a big fan of like horror movies and shit, which I dig that. Which also, actually, I finally put up Shelly, his former boss at the Beer Deck. She had gone to a convention where they had most of the original cast from the first Friday the 13th. Kevin Bacon, not there. Want to point that out, sadly. Because if you want that first season or first film's cast, I mean, obviously, you want the Kevin Bacon picture. That is, damn, Blues scored again. Holy shit, they're up 3-0. I'm liking this. I think that might have been Kyrou. Yep, Jordan Kyrou. Which, side note, I bet they're on the Blues app. You can, you're not really betting, but there's, you can guess, make a guess on who scores the first goal. You can win a prize if you're, you choose the right person. And I guess they then also, because only I guess one person gets the prize of those, I guess it's randomly selected. I guess right one other time when Colton Parayko scored a goal, which sadly is, of course, he's out at the moment. He had his knee scoped, but he's out for at least like 4 or 5 more weeks. But I lost track of what I was saying. I'm too busy. Oh yeah, the Friday 13th cast photo. Of course, his former boss Madison had. Oh no, fucking Minnesota came right back and scored. Damn it. Is Hofer, oh man, he went out of the goal to get the puck from around the back of the net and did not get back in time after he cleared the puck before Minnesota got a hold of it and hit into an empty goal. That was sad because, I mean, Hofer's last game, he came in after Binner just had a terrible game against Pittsburgh, and Hofer, like, locked it down. Anyway. The enough play-by-play to this game that's already happened by the time. Oh, they might have called that goal back. They might have called that offsides. There might be an offsides involved there. I don't know. No, perhaps not. I guess it's going to stand. I feel like maybe there was an offsides. If it's offsides, it doesn't count for a goal. Looks like there might be a challenge. Anyway, again, no need for me to do play-by-play to the game that's already happened by the time I put out this recording, as people are probably aware of what the score was. Yeah, the Friday the 13th picture, Shelley's former boss, Madison, went to some kind of convention. I guess it's Days of the Dead? That's what it says on the photo? I'm assuming it was the name of the convention. Anyway, She had, I believe, I don't want to throw her under the bus here. I didn't say her. I don't know her last name. But I'm going to say that, yeah, they didn't call that gold back anyway. I believe she stole the photo. Like, you weren't supposed to take the photo, the cast. It was just, like, up where they were doing some signings or something. She just took the photo. Which was many years ago now. I don't know if it's past the statute of limitations. Also, this is just a normal, like, photo. There's nothing special about it. Can't be worth...
Oh, can't be worth a whole lot. I had just a technical difficulty there. It may seem like nothing happened there. But in all reality... Son of a bitch, I was afraid I lost this whole recording. Like, I've been recording this whole time. I was just, of course, talking about the photo that was stolen from the Days of the Dead convention of the Friday 13th cast, minus Kevin Bacon, the most important one, who would, of course, go on to be the biggest actor of the whole bunch. And it doesn't have, what was her name? I want to say Julie Andrews, but is that not, I don't know that that's it. there's another Freaky Friday coming up. What the fuck? Let's see here. Friday the 13th. Betsy Palmer, that was the name of the mother. Betsy Palmer, who I'm pretty sure passed away many years ago at this point. She died in 2015, 10 years ago. So it's been a decade. Betsy Palmer, of course, though, that would, I would say, is next to Kevin Bacon, like the biggest actress to be in the film of Friday the 13th. Also not in the photo. But most of the rest of the other cast is in there. As, oh, shit. Not the only one that died, too. There was Lori Bartram that passed away in 2007. She died quite a while ago as well. but, of course, Kevin Bacon. The fuck Kevin the motherfucking Bacon man. The motherfucking man. Love me some K Bacon. He's still very much alive. To the best of my knowledge, as I'm recording this, at least. Hopefully he's still kicking. I mean, I love me some Kevin Bacon. Not just Friday the 13th, man. Dude was in so many great films. So many great films. And, of course, he played himself in the Guardians of the Galaxy Christmas special, which is pretty classic. I mean, anytime you got Kevin Bacon or anything, it's fucking classic. It's fucking classic. But as I was saying, the technical difficulties, my computer just like froze up. I had to do a hard reset. I didn't get the cock cake out for that. Well, it's a little bit hard since it's been sitting in the fridge, you know, didn't get the cock cake out for that. Looking over, of course, Kevin Bacon's, IMDb while I'm trying to sit talk about this. The technical, PC froze up. And I thought I was going to have to record another hour's worth of audio. But thankfully, I already recorded 50 minutes that it did save. I continued talking after it froze. I don't know how I talked for an hour. I say I had at least another 10 minutes that I kept talking. And I was like, I wanted to finish 10 minutes and just be done with it, you know? And because I was tired when I started recording. I was like, let's wrap this up. And so I can maybe get some fucking sleep tonight. Because I do kind of need to get up early in the morning. And don't know why I kind of said that with an Irish accent. But thankfully, after I did a hard reset by turning the power off, the power button didn't do me any good. I held that fucker down. I tapped it. I did everything I could to get that. And then I had to go to the power button in the back and kill the power that way. And that worked. And I was able to get 50 minutes back of this podcast. I didn't want to miss that gold of talking about a cock cake. I mean, that is hard to get that back, if you know what I'm saying. To get that kind of enthusiasm and just recording another hour after I've spoken for a fucking hour. Oh, my voice is already sore. I did eat some cock cake in the middle of doing this too, which, you know, taking on a big cock like that in the middle of doing this, maybe, you know, it hurts a little bit. It makes it a little hoarse. I guess I throated it a little bit too hard. But anyway, obviously I got it back up, without the aid of Viagra, and, I was able to save the day, as it were. Perhaps it's that, oh, luck of the Irish, which I still to this day do not understand that saying. I realize this, the Irish, very superstitious. They believe in their fairy trees and everything, and leprechauns and what have you. And, I think when I'm making corned beef and cabbage, I need to do a fucking leprechaun marathon. I still have, I think on the PlayStation Network, I had bought all the Leprechaun movies. While I'm cooking corned beef and cabbage tomorrow, I might just have to be playing some fucking Leprechaun. Now that I think about it, oh my God. Warwick Davis. Love Warwick Davis. With all my heart. As I'm looking over at the original cast of Friday the 13th. All old. They're eyeing me up. And with their roasting marshmallows over a fake fire in the photo. Fun fact. In the stolen photo. The hot photo. yes. But I am going to, you know, I'm going to celebrate a little bit for St. Pat's. Most of my celebrating, though, I'm not going to get too crazy this year until October. Then, and I'm pretty sure it's just going to be that one day at Oktoberfest. That's when... I didn't recap. I got Z-Biotics in the mail. I got 3 bottles for like 30-something bucks. Again, I heard mixed reviews online. I had, I believe it was last week, I had read reviews of Z-Biotics. I have officially taken Z-Biotics. I took some yesterday before playing board games and drinking any alcohol. I only had 2 beers, so I can't fully say that, you know, it's, I mean, obviously you drink to excess. It's probably not going to help you entirely, but even 2 beers, like, I'll feel off the next day. I'm old as shit now, so my body doesn't metabolize alcohol very well. That being said, again, I took the Z-Biotics, and I did read that some people just can't stomach it. I got to say, didn't taste good. Did not taste good whatsoever. but I'm used to putting things in my mouth that I don't like the taste of. Many years of 5-hour energy, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, I took it, and I did eat beforehand because I was worried. I did see that some people puke from just drinking the Z-Biotics. So I made sure that I had some stuff in my stomach before downing it, you know. Down it, sticking it deep inside my throat, just gargling it. And I didn't feel any adverse effects from it. No stomach issues whatsoever. The 2 beers, it didn't seem to really affect me. I drank them slow, though. I was very careful with my consumption of the alcohol last night. Tell you what, man, I like the feel of it so far. Is it a complete game changer? Can I experience a full day of Oktoberfest? Going there at 10, I think it is, and they open until at night? I don't know. That's a lot of fucking beer. There's a good chance I'm going to have quite the hangover the next day. We may not be doing a whole lot that next day in Germany. The Z-Biotics, though, man, I gotta say, I like the initial reaction. I will attempt to do it again. I might try to like shoot for another night where I'm like, you know what, tonight I'm really gonna be doing some drinking. Let's hit some Z-Biotics beforehand, and just see how the next day plays out. We'll test it. We apparently are going to have a little slow time here coming up in April at work. And I know that the last, like, 2 days in March that are work days, or at least the 27th and 28th at least, which I guess the last day is March. I guess it's like a Monday or Tuesday or something. I'm not sure how that lands. But I know, like, the 27th and 28th, we are not doing production. They are bringing a small crew of volunteers in to do inventory and whatnot, but I don't plan on being one of those volunteers. Unless they don't get enough people, and then I'll suck it up. I'll go paint or something for a day. That being said, though, I'm going to have a nice long weekend, 4-day weekend, theoretically. And in that case, I got that booze in the fridge. And it'll be time to, test out the Z-Biotics. I might have if John doesn't have the kids that weekend, maybe we can see about hitting up the landing, get some Z-Biotics, hit the landing, maybe crush a couple at home, and really put the test to the Z-Biotics. I did look up. It would appear that I can bring those to Germany with me if I, don't believe everything you read on the internet. And these things kind of change from time to time. But if I just bring 3 small bottles with me, there should be enough fluid just to be considered that I think it should be safe to travel with. Because you're not allowed with over a certain amount of liquid. And those bottles aren't enough liquid, if I read it correctly. Don't quote me on this. Perhaps do your own research before you start flying with Z-Biotics. Just a heads up. I may be totally off on that. But from what I recall earlier, that perhaps, it would appear that you can fly with a little bit of the Z-Biotics in your checked bag. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm getting called about jumping on Call of Duty right now. I guess I'll tell her who rounds they really need me. As in that note, I suppose I need to wrap this up and to get on and help my boys. So I guess we say, as always, thankfully now I have saved the show from the depths of the grave, of the depths of oblivion. But as I was saying, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.